The news and talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN. It is time for the Lawrence Business Magazine Show, and here's your host, Ann Frame Herzog.
Thank you, John. Well, each week we have in-depth conversations to follow up and explore the people and businesses making a positive impact on Lawrence. And today I'm pleased to have Miles Schneer here, owner of Crown Automotive. And thank you for joining us today, Miles.
I'm glad to be here, Ann. Thank you for having me.
On a rainy, fair day.
It looks good. I love the rain. It helps the grass and the farmers and, you know, crops and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. It's been, it hasn't really been cooling us off too much, though, this rain.
No.
No, whatever. Yeah. But, well, let's talk. I want to talk a little bit of history about you. Let's get our listeners to know a little bit about you. How did you come to be in Lawrence, and then how did you become a part of Crown?
Well, it's a long story. Started about 42 years ago when I graduated from college. I went to Pitt State. That's where I met my wife. Actually, our 40th anniversary is Monday, so we're going to celebrate 40 years. But fortunately for me, a friend of mine told me a long time ago that we outkicked our coverage as far as wives are concerned, and she's put up with more from me than she probably should have over the years. But had a pre-med degree and planned to be a pathologist, actually, but didn't have grades to get me into medical school. And a friend of mine said, "Why don't you try selling cars?" And my wife was still in school at that time, and I had a little bit of time to decide what I really wanted to do. And so I, you know, with him suggesting cars, I went to work, went to apply for several dealerships in Kansas City area, and finally got a job with an organization that brings you up through the organization and puts you out into your own business.
Oh, that's nice.
So I sold cars for 3.5 years at Van Chevrolet, which was on Shawnee Mission Parkway, and came up through the management ranks and became general manager in 78, and then the owner of that company put me into a dealership in Decatur, Illinois in January of 79, and I ended up buying him out in 85, and then I bought an Oldsmobile, a Nissan, and a Toyota dealership. And the name of the dealership, the Chevrolet deal, the first one was Miles, and then the Nissan store I named Miles, and then the Olds and Toyota deal, a year later, I named Crown.
Now, why did you name it Crown?
Well, that's kind of a funny story, because I didn't really want to monopolize the town. Decatur's about 100,000 population, blue-collar community with a lot of manufacturing plants. ADM and Staley Manufacturing, corn and soybean producing companies are there, and had a Firestone plant, and Borg Warner, and some other, Caterpillar had a plant. So it was a great, great opportunity for me, a great business car business opportunity. And my former partner drank Crown Royal bourbon, and there was already a Royal organization in the country, and I thought, well, I had a marketing company that I was working with, and they said, if you named it Crown, we could do a lot of marketing with that. So that's how I named that Crown. And then I came to Kansas City in 91 and bought Dennis Auto Plaza in Olathe, and named it Miles Auto Plaza, and still had the dealerships in Illinois.
Miles does work with cars
too. Yeah, and it's, people really over the years have said, "Did you, what's your real name? You know, you're in the car business, and your dealerships are named Miles. Is that, you know, something?" And I did a commercial actually a long time ago that there's the Camel cigarettes had you walk a mile for a Camel.
That's right, right. I remember that.
Well, we named it "We Walk a Camel for a Mile Chevrolet," and and we had llamas that we used as camels in the commercials. So it was kind of funny, and we didn't. I don't do that kind of a commercial normally, but it was just something fun, that we did for fun. And I'm pretty serious about my organization, because there's too many businesses out there yelling and screaming at customers to come in and buy cars, and they do things jumping off buildings, Superman doing all kinds of weird stuff, and I think you demean the public by trying to do commercials that way. And you know, we all, there's a lot of competition out there, and we just want to make sure that people understand that they can get a good car for a good price and be stood by with the service side of it. So it's a major purchase, and we want to let people know that we're serious about them doing business with us. so when I came back to the Kansas City, bought the Auto Plaza, a few years into that, major conglomerate came through the Midwest and made us an offer we couldn't refuse in Kansas City. And my kids and my wife said, if you're going anywhere, we're not going back to Decatur. And if you're going anywhere, you're going by yourself. So I looked around locally, and Chevrolet and Toyota started calling me about the dealerships up here in Lawrence. And okay. My wife and I drove up. We really, I was really looking for some major big size volume dealerships. And Lawrence community, kind of funny, last time I was in Lawrence was back when I was a junior in high school, and I saw the Everly brothers at the Red Dog Saloon downtown.
Oh,
you know, so that brand, I'm sure there's some listeners out there that remember that. But
we
ended up driving up here and driving around, was pleasantly surprised. We did some research through the mm-hmm. Chamber of Commerce about Lawrence, and you know, it's 20 minutes down K-10. Didn't realize it back then, but then we ended up coming up here and buying the Chevrolet deal. And then
what year was that?
It was in October of 94.
Okay.
And I ended up selling the dealerships to another major group in Decatur in 1997. So when I bought the Toyota deal in December of that same year, and realizing if you could put them together, Chevrolet and Toyota was a pretty good couple manufacturers to have at that time. Not knowing that there's a potential of bankruptcies in the domestics not looming down the road. But in about 2 years ago, I think we ended up agreeing with Dale Willey to sell the Chevrolet store. And mm-hmm. right after that, when the bankruptcies were happening, Junior Brubeck, who owned Jim Clark, unfortunately had the Chrysler deals taken away from him, and he had Volkswagen.
Right.
And he called me one day and just said, would you be interested in Volkswagen, since I had a building that was available, and mm-hmm. we had put a super center, used car super center in there. And mm-hmm. and I said, well, you know, let's talk. And we ended up talking, and now we just got through remodeling the old Chevrolet building for Volkswagen, and it's got their image in it, like mm-hmm. just like what we did with Toyota. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm tickled to death with over 18 years being in Lawrence at this point. It's shocking to think back that I'm in Lawrence longer than I was in Decatur, and I thought I was in Decatur my whole life. But but you know, life does certain things.
It
takes you down different mm-hmm. paths, and we've had a great success. The community's really supported us. Mm-hmm. We've done a lot of things to help support ourselves by hiring good people that want to be enthusiastic.
Yeah, I remember I was looking at your that was one of the things when I was, you know, kind of looking back on the article, because we had you did one of our professional spotlights in one of mm-hmm. our second issue, which was great. And you talked about you have hire over 90 people there, about 90 or so people there, part and full time, it said.
Yeah, we have good. 90 probably mm-hmm. full-time employees, and we got another 20 that are part-time. We have it's fun for us because it's a good opportunity. We've got about 25-30 college kids that work in our ready department that mm-hmm. is get ready is getting the cars ready to put on the lot, to wash, to sell, mm-hmm. to and once we sell them, to deliver them. So they do the detail side of it. Mm-hmm. And Connie Beebe, who runs my get ready department, juggles kids' schedules through the university.
Yeah. And
so there are some kids that have classes in the morning that mm-hmm. come and work in the afternoon, some of them vice versa, and then at nights and Saturdays. So, you know, I see a lot of kids. We've had some former athletes that have worked there during the college mm-hmm. careers, and they look back on it. I was talking to Scott Webb the other day. He played football here and was mm-hmm. a very successful kicker, and he remembers his days when he was washing cars back in this. You know, it gets pretty warm outside and on the lot, so they can remember those days, not necessarily the inside days when they're in the water. But
no, so when it's raining outside, what does that do? Do they have to go then and out and dry off all the cars out there after it stops raining to keep all the water spots off of them?
Sometimes. Sometimes we do. We chamois them. You know, fortunately, we have about 25,000 square feet inside that's an indoor used car operation called the Kingdom.
The Kingdom.
Yeah. And we do, as I think you know, do a lot of philanthropic organizations.
Yes.
Use that for banquets and KU Athletics basketball has done their reunions in there, their banquets. And it's great for us because, you know, my people see people that are customers that come to those that may never buy a car from us, but see what we have to offer as far as the showroom is concerned. But we can put about 75 cars indoors when it's hot outside and the asphalt's pretty hot. We bring them in and it's conditioned inside the that used car operation. So
that's a lot of cars inside. I didn't realize that was that many. That's a lot.
Yeah,
that's impressive.
There's double that outside. So there we have a lot of pre-owned business, certified business, and we have a quality organization, like I said, that really sells quality cars, and we want to be sure that it's people are taken care of.
Well, in full disclosure, my husband and I own two Priuses from from Crown. We bought we have a regular Prius we got back in 2007, and now we just got this last year the new Prius V, and we are very happy with those, and we service them through you guys. You guys have always been great out there. So
yeah, that's what it's all about. It's just taking care of customers and making sure that like I said before, it's a major purchase buying a car, and we want to be sure that we take the pressure off of buying the car. First of all, it's not rocket science. People just want to be taken care of, get a good purchase or good bargain, and just be taken care of after the sale.
Now you guys, so you have Toyota is there, and now you have Toyota, Scion, and Scion.
It's all right.
That didn't sound right. Scion and Volkswagen.
Correct.
And then, so those are the lines you carry.
Sure.
Now, what is the biggest line though is probably Toyota though, correct?
Yes.
That's your, and then
yes.
Then, but now Volkswagen. That's been 2 years you've had Volkswagen, and so that's.
Yeah.
I mean, how does that work? Is that your second biggest, or is that your Scion?
Well, Scion is they don't manufacture. It's a niche car. I think they sell about 140,000 Scions a year, and it's a low volume car. Now, as I say that, the Toyota went through some pretty major dents in their armor, so to speak. They're number one selling manufacturer in the world. And a couple of years ago, we had a major recall, which when it's all said and done, they never found any kind of a problem with the accelerating.
How does that affect you when you have those recalls? What do you guys do when those happen?
Well, we take care of them. We get paid by the manufacturer to do it. So, okay. I mean, not that we want to inconvenience the customer, but it's really pretty simple and seamless. Customer brings the problem in.
Right.
The manufacturer lets the customer know that there's a problem, and they're going to take care of it. And they pay us big money, and I say big money, warranty money to do that. And we had, with all the recalls, and we had thousands of cars that were recalled, it's just dollars that are spent by the manufacturer instead of the customer.
So we
went through a recall, and that created an image problem a couple years ago. And then we went through the tsunami last year
in
Japan,
right?
It was unbelievable. I mean, it affected the whole every manufacturer, because they build there's paint manufacturers in Japan that are that supply paint all over the world to all different manufacturers.
To each car.
Yeah.
Color.
So, there's a white, a pearl white paint that is sold to several manufacturers. So they couldn't supply that. And it wasn't that the paint manufacturers were destroyed by the tsunami. It was the power reactors that were in there that they kept everybody out of the area, so they couldn't go into the workers couldn't go into the plants to work because of the potential of radiation. So that created a problem. So long story short, this year's been a record. You know, we had a great year last year, all said and done, and this year's a record year for our Toyota business. You know, we're selling a lot of cars, and, you know, we're selling as many cars as two or three of the major metro dealers in Kansas City. So
that's great.
Well, you know, we've been some good support.
When we come back, I want to talk about selling, how many cars you guys sell. I think that's pretty exciting news.
Okay.
The Lawrence Business Magazine show will continue right here on the News and Talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN. 1320 KLWN. Let's continue with the Lawrence Business Magazine show. And here's your host, Ann Frame Herzog.
Hey there. I'm back here, and I'm with Miles Schneer, the owner of Crown Automotive, which is the Toyota Scion. And Volkswagen dealership here in Lawrence for 18 years now.
18 years.
Now, before the break, you were saying that sales have really been good this year. They've been going up, and that you're selling more than some other dealerships outside of in Kansas City or something. Is that what you were saying?
Yes.
So, which is great. And one of the, for you and for this locally, because one of the things we were talking about is how much you guys do a lot for this community. I see you sponsor a lot of events, and you give a lot to different charities and stuff that I work with. I know you're on Bill Self's foundation here. You should see the rock on his hand. He's got this beautiful ring here.
Yeah, it's a championship ring that I guess he felt like I was doing a good job for him. He made me a part of that. So it's been great. And it's a great relationship. He's just, he and Cindy are great people. You know, we're very lucky to have them in this community. There's no question about it.
Yeah, and their foundation is pretty interesting too. Now you're on the board. What other involvement, and how have you been working with their foundation over the last couple of years?
Well, we scholarship high school kids for college in the Kansas City, Kansas school districts. We do four in Kansas City, Kansas, and we do four at the two high schools here, Free State and Lawrence High. And then we give 10 grants to organizations that send in online, assistyouth.org, for $3,000, 10 scholarships or grants that we give every year. And the scholarships for the kids are $10,000 4 year, $2,500 a year scholarship. So we give we're given $40,000 to four in Kansas City, Kansas and Lawrence.
Now, when you do the scholarships, what kind of criteria are you guys looking for in assisting these students?
Well, they have to meet stringent standards. The grades are important. What they've done in their high school to be involved in the community, involved in school. Mm-hmm. And it's tough. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that need a lot of help. And we're very fortunate to have been able to help some kids that not only were very highly motivated and want to do something in their life, but are needy and need the help. And it's very heartwarming to be able to, I mean, I've given the checks to the kids in Kansas City, Kansas, and I've given them to kids here locally. I know we spend a lot of money overseas and helping countries that need help, but you know, my wish is that we take all those billions of dollars that are going overseas and use them right here in Lawrence or any of these areas that really need the money. I mean, we're involved, the organization, we're involved in a lot of things, but, you know, I thank God every night that I've been able to generate, I've had the good people that work for me that are highly motivated and bring energy every day, that want to make money and sell cars and do service business and body shop business and sell used cars to help me to be able to do things for people. Because I learned something from my parents a long time ago, that if you do the right thing, you'll be rewarded for it. And doing the right thing is helping people. And, I can't help everybody. And I'd love to be able to do that. My wife tells me from time to time. You know, can't you just say no to somebody? You know, do you have to say yes to everybody that walks in the door? Well, yeah, I'd like to be able to do that. I can't afford to do that. And I think because of my involvement, it creates a good feeling in my employees that I'm trying to help do the right thing. And, you know, they work hard to be able to give me the opportunity to be involved in the community. And, you know, that's what it's all about. You know?
Well, I would think that they would have a sense of pride when they see, you know, that Crown is their company. I think they have the little ownership that it's, you know, their company sponsoring different events and being involved, and that you see Crown, you know, associated with so many different events here, and that kind of pride. And, you know, and I know that your employees work at some of these things. They do some things, and you're,
right.
And, you know, and not to be belittle, you also provide jobs. I mean, that's one of the big things that you do in this community. You give a lot of jobs.
Well,
you don't give a jobs, you have jobs.
We have jobs, yeah. We've been very lucky over the years when the economy's been tough and, you know, the car industry, the auto industry's been tough. I've never laid anybody off. You know,
that's remarkable.
I've always asked people just to come to work and work. And, you know, there's you can make your own career decisions if you go to a job. You either work and get paid for it and do the job, or go away. You know, that's what I ask people. I say, I've got an old saying is, I hate to say hi because I hate to say goodbye. And, you know, if you work for me and you want to do the job, just do the job. You know, if you're a revenue generator, you need to generate revenue. And that's the sales side of it. And that's the technician side of it. You know, I expect you as a customer, when you drive your car in or you come and buy a car from us, you expect certain things. You know, we strive to just take care of a customer. And that's what it's all about. It's just people are spending a lot of money with us. And
it's a big purchase.
And my anticipation is that you're going to get, you know, a good, you're going to be satisfied with the purchase, and then you're going to be satisfied with the service. And I spend a lot of time in the community or around the dealership. I'm always around. And if there's a problem, I want to know about it. Mm-hmm. If I got somebody telling a customer something that I don't think is right, then I want to know about it. Mm-hmm. They won't be working there very long if they're telling, you know, what the things that, you know, my philosophies of doing business. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I tell people when they come to work for me, just be enthusiastic and bring energy. Come in every day expecting to do a good job and treat people right. So
I think that speaks well to your company. And when you're talking about dealerships, who is your competition? I mean, we have dealerships here, but who do you see as your competition?
I don't know that I want to answer that question on the air, if it's all right. Well, you know, we've got a lot of competition. Mm-hmm. I mean, every used car operation in around us, mm-hmm. in the local area is competition. But I try not to make the other dealers my competition. I strive to have goals and quotas that I set for my guys, and their competition is their goals that we set. Mm-hmm. And I know if we do things the right way and if we generate sales and gross profit, mm-hmm. then we'll hit our goals and we'll hit our net profit, mm-hmm. which is being able to support themselves. You know, I'm going to pay them, and they've just got to do their job, and then I know that we'll be successful. You know, kind of like being involved in the community, I don't do that because I expect people to come in and buy cars from me. It's a byproduct of our involvement. Mm-hmm. You know, I would hope that people would give us the opportunity to be able to do business with us, just not just because we're involved, and that's not my motivation. My motivation is help, mm-hmm. Helping the community, and a byproduct of it is, you know, try us and see if it's something that you would like to do business with us. But I think I'm not sure that we're competing with the other manufacturers in the community. Mm-hmm. We have the highest volume. Our total volume is number one in this community, and mm-hmm. we sell in the vicinity of 200 new and used cars a month. You know, my goals are 500 a month. You know, that's what I think we can do sometime when mm-hmm. things are, when all the balls are being balanced, right. in the air. But, you know, selling 200 plus a month is a goal that we set. Every month is different. We set different goals based on what we've done in the past. And
does time of year play into that a lot with people buying cars?
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the weather has things to do with it. Fortunately, this year we haven't had bad weather. So, you know, my body shop manager's not happy and my my body shop technicians aren't happy because people aren't sliding on ice and snow. But, you know, this summer's been phenomenal. We've had record-breaking months, and I thank the community for supporting us with that. I'd like to see more Crown cars in the community other than, you know, more Crown Toyotas than Moly Toyotas or Olathe Toyotas.
That's interesting. When people buy, you know, obviously we have some students here, so they're bringing cars in from out of places. But when somebody buys a car here locally, it is so much more beneficial to our community. And I would think that pricing is not very different from one dealership to the next. Is there a big difference?
We all pay the same amount of money for a new car. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a matter of how much profit a guy wants. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're advertising cars in this area that are very competitive with the other manufacturers. You know, we'd love to keep people in Lawrence. Mm-hmm. You know, I understand that Lawrence is considered a bedroom community for Topeka and Kansas City, but, mm-hmm. you know, we would love for people to do business with us. It, you know, pay sales tax. It supports the efforts that the community is trying to create. But I know people work in Kansas City or Topeka, and it's convenient for them to do their service business and buy their cars right there. But, you know, we take care of any manufacturer's cars. We can, in the Volkswagen side, we have domestic technicians that were with me when we had the Chevrolet deal. The same technicians are there, so we can do the service there. I've got certified technicians with Volkswagen, certified technicians on the Toyota side. So we, and our body shop technicians can do any kind of body shop work, any collision repair. But sure, I understand shopping. I understand comparing, but you know, we can do as good as anybody can. Our cars, you know, we have an e-commerce department that. All our cars are online. You can go online and see all our new cars and our used cars.
So is that changed a lot? I mean, the e-commerce, I would think the online, I know that you said that's one of the big changes in car buying and selling.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable that people are shopping online, and that's great. You can go on our websites. You can go on the Toyota websites, the Volkswagen websites. Mm-hmm. You can build yourself a car. You can see what it costs you. You can see what the used cars. You know, Kelley Blue Book gives you an opportunity to tell you what your used car is worth, and we go by what market value is more than we go by what book values are.
Right.
So my guys are trained. We go to the auctions to learn what cars or values are going for, and so that we can give our customers that are trading in vehicles the highest prices. But you know, if people are comparing, and want to work from their iPads or from their social media side of it. You know, we're on Facebook and Twitter, I guess is what I don't do that. But
you don't tweet.
I don't tweet. No. But I know we have to be there when everybody else is comparing cars. But we've got a full staff in an e-commerce department is what they call it. So we're communicating the way the customers want to communicate.
That's great. Well, we'll be back in a few minutes and to talk some more about this.
All right. Thank you.
Lawrence Business Magazine show continues next right here on the News and Talk of Lawrence 1320 KLWN. The News and Talk of Lawrence 1320 KLWN. Let's continue with the Lawrence Business Magazine show. And once again, Ann Frame Herzog.
I'm here with Miles Schneer from Toyota, from Crown, Toyota, Scion, and Volkswagen. Did I say it right?
Nice. You're getting better. You're getting better.
Well, I just wanted to let our listeners know that the Lawrence Business Magazine is published quarterly and available at our local Hy-Vees, the Merck, and other convenient merchants around town. It is also available online at lawrencebusinessmagazine.com. And online, you can find out who our next guest will be on the radio show, and you can submit questions and comments for our guests at questions@lawrencebusinessmagazine.com. and like us on Facebook, where you can find out updates and information on the radio show and magazine. We'd love to get your comments and questions, but in an effort to encourage an open dialogue, we ask that you put your name on it. So when we were talking here, we were talking about some of the business side, how you got your kind of your philosophy a little bit in the break here, your management style, about getting not, I mean, you're very involved in the community, and then, but you have as 90 employees, how do you make them feel a part of the company and the things that you do?
Well, I long time ago in my other organizations, I established a committee. It's called the Employee Involvement Committee. And what I do is I have a representative out of each department. There's about 10 departments that we have throughout the organization on both sides. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have new car sales from Volkswagen and new car sales from Toyota, and then used car sales, service guys, parts guys, and body shop representatives. And they come to a meeting once a month. And in the beginning, it was for me, for them to bring me ideas that can help perpetuate the organization mm-hmm. in a positive light, mm-hmm. whether it was coming up with ideas to be philanthropically involved. We do we gather food. We have a food opportunity every year at the grocery stores where people can give food that we donate to the food banks.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big deal because we filled up trucks.
You
pay like $10, I think, as a customer coming out of the grocery stores, and we'd load the bags up and fill the food pantries. And that was an idea that my body shop manager had several years ago, and it was very successful. Still do that. And then they come up with different organizations that want to use our indoor used car facility for banquets. Mm-hmm. We allow them to do that. As a matter of fact, the Home Builders Association, Lawrence Home Builders Association, had their home show in the kingdom last year, and they're going to do it again this year.
That's great.
And they donate money. As a matter of fact, Bill and Cindy's Assist Foundation were benefactors of that, was ticket sales. And we've had Stepping Out for Breast Cancer through Lawrence Memorial Hospital that used it, and the basketball, I think I talked about the reunions, mm-hmm. have their banquets in there, and then other organizations. Habitat for Humanity used it for a few hundred people organization here not very long ago. And that Employee Involvement Committee brings ideas to me. My general manager, who unfortunately passed away a year ago from pancreatic cancer, that had been with me 33 years in all my organizations.
That's a pretty good relationship there to have somebody with you for 33 years.
Yeah, he was a great friend and did things the right way. Like, what, you know, after 33 years, he knew my attitude about what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And so he would sit in on those meetings, and then they would bring him the ideas to me. And I have that now. So Connie Beebe, who runs my Get Ready department, is really kind of a chairman of that committee. And there's some great people that I have working for me that really feel compelled to help the organization, and whether it's putting mulch in the flower beds or some way of making sure that the place looks great. Sometimes you're too close to it, like I am, to mm-hmm. to see the real opportunities that we have to make the place more convenient for a customer. So mm-hmm. They've done a lot of things over the years. I don't recall, you know, everything that went on, but they sure. were very positive and helped the organization do better for the customers, more convenient. You know, we want the experience walking into Crown to be a good experience. We want to exceed expectations.
Well, that's great, because when you have an organization that's your size, you need to have people you trust and eyes and ears all over, because as much as you want to be everywhere, you cannot be everywhere at one time.
Yeah, but they think, you know, everybody in that place thinks I'm in the right place. I'm always around, you know, being in the right place at the wrong time. I guess is the saying they say. Well, every time we turn around, you're right there. Not that they're doing anything wrong, I'm sure. And if they're listening, I'm sure that they're probably going, well, he's not here right now, so we can kind of relax a little bit. But that's not true. They bring energy every day, and I'm very fortunate to have people that care about what they do and care about me and the organization.
Well, one of the things too, and if for those of you that don't know Miles, he always is impeccably dressed. Has a suit and a tie, quite the gentleman. And that's kind of your style when you're selling too. One of the things we talked about in the break too is how making sure when somebody comes in that they feel like they're getting all the information and are not bombarded. I know maybe as a woman or something, I always felt when I going in to buy a car, I always felt kind of, I don't know
intimidated.
Cars.
Yeah.
Very intimidating, and right. I've never felt that with your organization. How did you come, why do you do it that way?
Well, having two daughters and a wife, and our dogs were always females. So I had a lot of females around me and made sure that I was doing things the right way. But, you know, as I said before, we try to treat everybody the way they want to be treated. And you only have one chance to make a first impression. And if that first impression is a negative one, it's all over. I mean, we might as well start all over again, you know, go back out and come back in and let's try and do this again. But I think that, you know, your looks and, you know, your demeanor and your eyeballs, if you're looking at a customer eyeball to eyeball, then mm-hmm. you can't, you know, your perception is that you know what you're doing. And, you know, I've worn a suit and tie for 40 years, I think, since I've been in this business. And I've always felt like that if you look professional, then even if you're not, but if you look it, then people are going to perceive you as knowing what you're doing. And the sharper you look, whether it's, you know, I allow my guys to wear khakis or slacks and polo shirts in the summer and long sleeve dress shirts in a winter time, and they have to be tucked in, shoes shine, teeth brushed, hair combed, and just look sharp. And I don't expect everybody to look like they just walked off a Gentleman's Quarterly magazine, but I expect them to be perceived as we know what we're doing, and that's what looking sharp is all about in that first impression. Because you're spending a lot of money, and the belief that you know what you're doing is part of it.
Well, also buying a car too is a certain amount of personality involved. It's not. It is a little bit when people are buying it. It's an image thing as well. It's not. You definitely want a car that you can use and drive, but people pick cars not by how they look too a lot. They want something that they feel looks like them, so there are kind of, it's an image thing. It's not just a, you know, it's not toilet paper here.
Yeah. No, I mean, the love affair with a car, is there, you know, mm-hmm. the industry has always had, the looks of a car is a sharp, mm-hmm. people want something that
they've
looks
made movies
good.
About it.
Yeah. You know, it's what it's all about, but it's still a need. Mm-hmm. Out there, you got to get to work, you got to go to the grocery right. store, you got to take your kids to school, you got to do a lot of those kind of things. And so it becomes not only I look good in this car, it's I got to drive it to places where I need to get to.
It needs to run
And you know, the average car on the road right now is over 10 years old, so there's a lot of cars out there that are 100,000 miles plus, which is good for my manufacturers, Toyota and Volkswagen. They've built quality cars that'll run forever. We've got cars on the showroom that are in the 1980s that have 200,000 and 300,000 miles on them that people finally ended up trading. But I hear stories every day with hundreds of thousands of miles on mm-hmm. cars. Now that's good as a manufacturer, but it's bad because you're still driving that car. We want you to trade it.
You want them a new one.
I want it back. But you know, back in the years where the glory year, so to speak, where we were selling 16, 17, 18 million cars a year, all the manufacturers, mm-hmm. you know, the cars on the road were like 7 years old. So people were trading more often. Mm-hmm. And that was back when the business was, the economy was okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, more people were trading and more cars were being sold.
Now, is that, now have cars as a matter, as a person's income, have, it seems like cars are, have they gone up in price compared to the standard of living? Are they a bigger part of people's income, or has it been pretty much stayed the same? You know, do you understand my question?
Yeah, I think you know, it's just like anything else. Prices of cars have gone up, right, with the you know, standard of living, right, and just like everything else, prices go up. But you know, the fortunate thing, and I don't know if it's fortunate or not, but there's, because of the competition and because of the price of cars, the manufacturers are giving money, whether it's in rebates or low interest rates or cash back, mm-hmm, you know, whatever the competition does. You know, when you talk about competition, and you know, there's some really good dealers in Lawrence, and I've got a lot of good friends. I was on Toyota's National Dealer Council, and we went to Japan, and I was in Los Angeles every month, it seemed like, for about 5 years, and dealing with a lot, mm-hmm, of top level Toyota dealers and Lexus dealers around the country. And you know, there's a lot of us out there, and I guess there's a 95%, I guess, if you want to use a percentage, dealers around the country really do the right thing. There's that 5% that the media always grabs a hold of that, yeah, says, you know, this is a representative of this industry. Mm-hmm. Well, if they'd concentrate on the 95%, you wouldn't hear about the 5%. And that's kind of like anything else.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
true. They talk about unemployment, mm-hmm, but there's 5% unemployment that's going to be unemployed. People are going to be unemployed anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're dealing with 6, 8, 10%, that's not a big number compared to the 90% or the 95% that are working and trying to create jobs and, mm-hmm, and do the right thing. So, and that may, mm-hmm, be a topic for another time. We have time for that.
But speaking of that, when people do buy locally here in Lawrence, one of the things we kind of rushed on earlier was the sales tax from the car dealerships in Lawrence. Are the biggest sales generate the most sales tax,
right,
correct?
Right.
I mean, you have big ticket items.
Right.
But that sales tax goes into our local economy.
Correct.
And which helps with our roads, our schools, just all the different things that are great for our community. So keeping that in mind, when people buy out of town as opposed to buying here, that makes a big difference for our local economy.
Well, yes. And, you know, we encourage, and we try to, our service department's open on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We try to encourage people to do business locally. And as I said before, I can't demand that you buy a car from me because you want to support the community. And even though you work in another community, you feel compelled to do business there. But you know, we encourage people to mm-hmm, buy locally. You know, it helps us all out, whether mm-hmm, you buy it from Del Willey or you buy it from Noller or whoever you buy the car from. You know, support the community. It helps us all out. It helps the schools out. You know, mm-hmm, they're shutting down schools you know, it helps the Boys and Girls Club. Mm-hmm. It helps build the roads, as you talked about. And God willing, we'll do the South Lawrence Trafficway here pretty soon and get the traffic.
That'll help. That's been going on for before I moved back to Lawrence.
Yeah, me too.
That probably was before, when I was still in college. They were probably dealing with the traffic way. But I keep hearing it's supposed to be happening. Isn't that the case now?
Well, that's what I heard. You know, I understand the problems, mm-hmm, and I'll
yeah,
say,
it's
and
not
I won't
light.
I won't talk about the factions and the proponents or the opponents, but you know, whether the alignment is 31st Street or 41st Street, I just think that because of the traffic that's in this town that goes through here, there's 50,000 cars on K-10 every day coming and going. I think that's a pretty close number. And you know, our streets are just getting eaten alive, mm-hmm, by the traffic that people are trying to get from Kansas City to Topeka and west, and they're coming through the community. And you know, at 5 o'clock, if you're at a stop sign anywhere on one side of town or the other side of town with all this traffic, you're there for about 10 or 15 minutes trying to get through the four-way at 31st in Louisiana. Yeah, it backs up a little bit.
It does. It doesn't, as I laugh about having lived in Los Angeles for almost 20 years. It's never quite that bad, but it does, it could definitely flow more, and it would be nice, yeah, especially when you see the condition of the roads, that to get some of those trucks off those roads.
Well, my motivation is people going east and west when they get the traffic way done will be right behind my building, you know.
That'd
so
be nice.
We'll be having people go by us that don't know that we're out here, and it's mm-hmm. whether it's you know, the whether it's the penny store or the Target or Walmart, you know, people won't, that probably are going through using the traffic way, will say, oh, didn't really realize all that business was out mm-hmm. there south. So it'll be a benefit, I think, to everybody. And mm-hmm. and I hope that, you know, when they talk about mitigating the situations that were there, that everybody becomes happy with the situation, right, versus not.
Yeah, well, I do believe they've been spending a lot of time working those out. So hopefully it works out to the best positive influence for everybody and for the majority of Lawrence anyway, I hope.
That's true.
Well, I would like to thank you for being here. This has been really informative and interesting hour.
Is it all over already?
Pretty much. Yeah, our listeners can get links to your site from our magazine online at lawrencebusinessmagazine.com, and like us on Facebook to follow up and explore every Thursday. We have in-depth conversations to follow up and explore the people and businesses making a positive impact on Lawrence, which I think you guys have definitely seen here today. So thank you for joining us, the Lawrence Business Magazine, redefining the concept of business.
Right here on the News and Talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN.